And we say a very good morning to you, sir. What's happening with you?
Good morning to you, Jay. For Jake's Take today, I want to talk more about fallen officer Jonathan Diller, because I do want to talk about some new information that was released about a second suspect that was arrested in connection to the shooting. His name is Lindy Jones, and this guy has been arrested on attempted murder, actually, before. He didn't shoot the pistol, but he is in connection to the shooting. And I want to go back to what we were talking about. Well, you were talking about it, where Guy Rivera, the man who did shoot him, we talked about how the guy has been arrested over 20 times before. Like, it's ridiculous. And what I also think regarding this is that it's ridiculous that Joe Biden won't be at the funeral service, yet Trump will. And I think that with Trump being there, that's going to show that Trump's going to probably try and do something about, you know, maybe gun laws, and it's gonna spark something, because it's gonna put Biden in a negative light. Would you agree on that?
Well, Biden's already in a negative light.
Of course.
Think about it. The oil spill, the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Well, right? Even more. I mean, though, right?
There. The bridge collapse in Baltimore. You figure a sitting president will make an appearance in Maryland just to oversee what the heck is going on. That's what leaders do. And yeah, he'll be in New York today, but he'll be there for fundraising in Manhattan while the former president makes his way to Massapequa Park later on today. I mean, does that kind of say it all as far as priorities are concerned? And you make an excellent point, Rivera and Jones between the two, 35 prior arrests. Yes, they did jail time. But you know something? There comes to a point, and by the way, the shooter, the murderer in Rivera, out of those 21 arrests, 9 for felonies. There comes to a point that you say rehabilitation does not work. It is a waste of time for career thugs like these two.
I also want to point out, too, Lindy Jones, he has an open case right now involving criminal possession of a weapon dating back to last year, and he's now being held without bail, but he was out on bail back in that 2023 case last year. I mean, what do you say about that?
Listen, the bail laws are ridiculous. The laws in general favor the crooks, the criminals, the monsters, the thugs. Favor these individuals. These individuals should be incarcerated, okay? Incarcerated. And these thugs know that whatever havoc they create out there, they'll be taken in and let back out on the street that same day because of this softness. We have to change. We have to change the way a judge thinks as far as the word dangerousness. New York's one of two in the union that can't use it. I mean, it's unbelievable. We need to fix it. And I'm going to say this. There is blood on the hands now. Blood on the hands as far as how Albany goes about their business with this. Jonathan Diller would be alive today. Because these two should have been locked up and thrown the key away. It should have been. Fact.
A long time ago.
Can't argue with it, Jay.
And it should have been a long time ago. Again, Guy Rivera had more than 20, up to 20 arrests. Like, that shows he should have been locked up long ago.